Hello, everyone, and welcome to Longbox Heroes After Dark, another episode. Friday night, fantastic.
That's right. It's the only way we do it is fantastic.
That's right.
And brilliant.
So, fantastic and brilliant. Mm-hmm. So, the reason we're doing this is, of course, I wanted to get into some of your typical cryptic tweets, as they always are.
Oh, they're beautiful, aren't they?
So, your bagel shop still closed?
Apparently, I got through a series of, you know, deductive reasonings, actually calling the phone to see what was on the answering machine. It looks like weeks.
Weeks?
Yeah, and I forget what the date was that it exactly went down, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. It makes me think that it's not going to open up again, because, like, when somebody goes without business for so long, like, go find another job.
Well, it was like a little mom and pop sort of thing. It wasn't like a chain of these things.
No.
So, have you grown more accustomed to the Panera bagels yet, or are you still working your way through those?
I ended up getting a plain bagel, and I didn't like those with cream cheese. So I got an everything bagel with cream cheese, and I really like those. So they are satisfying me at this time. And then I tried a bacon, egg, and cheese on a French toast bagel, and it was too syrupy for me.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot going on.
There was a lot going on. So I went back to the everything bagels toasted with plain cream cheese.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm saying is, you haven't tried another place, or is it just Panera is the most conducive to where you are and where you're going?
Of the places that are around me, all the bagels are either, you know, store-bought, like you go to a diner and they get them out of a bag that I could go get them at you know, the Giant near me, or the only other place is Wegmans. I could go up to Wegmans and sit down and get a bagel. They have better bagels, but I don't know. Panera, they're everything I like, so I probably switch back and forth between Wegmans and Panera, but that's where I am now. And I hate Dunkin' Donuts bagels. They're like rubbery, bouncy balls of disgusting.
I was going to suggest Dunkin' Donuts. Does Krispy Kreme sell bagels?
I don't know. But the nearest Krispy Kreme by me is up in Clark Summit.
Right.
I'm not going that far.
All right. Wasn't sure how important this bagel fix was.
It is very important. I'll figure something out. If I have to buy them by the dozen at Wegmans and just eat them at home, which I don't like to do, because I like to go out and be amongst the masses. You know how people person I am.
Right.
So, but that's the bagel situation.
So you had also mentioned about an issue of something being sent to you. What's going on? And it's broken.
I ordered a statue off of someone.
Okay.
And it came, and everything was perfect, except for the character has a little bit of a ponytail, which is, was broken. So I informed them, and they got back to me, and they said, oh, we're sorry, what do you want? Do you want a refund, or do you want a replacement? And I was like, I would like a replacement, but it was the last one on your, website? Yeah, the website. And I was like, and they're like, no, we have more. We only put up so many at a time and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, okay, well, I was like, you can replace. She's like, yeah, well, we usually, we a lot of times we get, can I just have the refund? And I was like, no, if you have it. And they were so nice. They were like, yeah, something like that. We packaged them as well as we can. And, you know, in shipment, there's jostling. And if that's it, they said, because if it was like a head or something, they would have just sent, they would have had me send back the head. Because who's going to sell a body? You know what I mean?
I have not got a statue in a long time. Do these things come in pieces like this, that you can just return a piece and they can replace just a piece?
No. What I mean is, if the head broke off.
Oh, okay.
Then they would just have me send the head back. Because then they'd be like, and replace my statue, knowing that the head's broken off.
Yeah, okay. Now, so can't you just mail them back the ponytail?
Probably not, because that, then you can maybe like smooth down where the ponytail was and make it look kind of normal and try to sell it again.
Gotcha.
I mean, do you have your phone near you?
I do.
I am sending you a picture of what I'm talking about. To me, to put, because it's in my phone, because I had to send it, I had to send them a picture of what the damage was.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of the deal. And then depending on what the damage was, I could send a piece back. And they're like, no, that's too small. You know what I mean? Like, you could maybe do some malarkey with that and resell the statue if we send you another one.
Aha. Uh-huh. So, but, okay, so, and again, to kind of get into things.
But this it doesn't matter. They're not charging me for shipping, so put it in the box and send it back.
There you go.
I really don't care. Do you know what I mean?
Good.
But they bent over backwards to make, and within you know, a couple hours of me sending them the email, they sent me the shipping label and told me what to do, and they said, get it back as soon as possible, and we'll send you out a replacement as soon as possible. So I'm like, okay, what are you going to do, you know?
So these people are doing good by you, so mention them. Give them a, you know, some a plug, I guess.
It is actually Rocky's Vault is the name of the and it's all Bowen stuff. And apparently Rocky is Bowen's brother, maybe?
Because, not to be confused with, like, JT's Stockroom or something?
Right, yes.
Okay.
I think I know JT Stockroom.
Yeah, I think you do, too.
But, so this is Rocky's Vault. And a matter of fact, when I talked to whoever it was in, you know, the info department, it was Kelly Bowen?
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was Adrian.
Adrian, no. Kelly Bowen, so it's family, I guess, whatever. So they were really happy to take care of everything. And, you know, like, my first time getting something off them. Because I think Rocky's Vault is, like, over, like, whatever they have left over from Bowen's, like, they find. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you send them off to Diamond, and you send them off, like, people buy them directly from Bowen. Maybe they have, like, they're like, oh, we found three Abomination statues in the warehouse. So instead of, you know, sending them to Diamond, you're not going to... It's like they put them up on the Rocky's Vault website for a price, and, you know, they send them out to you. So, wonderful. Like, so far, they've been nothing but helpful. And I understand.
Rocky's Stockroom. Check them out.
Rocky's Vault.
Oh, Rocky's Vault.
Yes. Adrian. Oh, you're terrible.
Listen, you of all people give me grief for making some of the easiest jokes around.
What? Oh, you gotta get the high vault of what I can do. That's what you need.
Right. But. So the other thing I want to ask you about is, should I ask what Broadchurch is?
Yes, it's a show you should put on your list anywhere above Gotham.
Oh boy.
What?
So what is this? I've never even heard of this thing. Is this like a Downton Abbey sort of show?
No. It's not a Downton Abbey show, but it is, okay, explain this, because, and I'm going to go way too far with this as I
Well, listen, that's what After Dark is about. That's where we go deep, brother.
Go deep. Okay, over there, like, over in England, it's a show from England, but it's not on BBC over there. BBC, I guess, is like, you know, one channel, and there's ITV, which is another channel.
There's Sky, right?
And think there is Sky. I don't know all of them, but... There's Broadchurch was a show like a year ago, or I forget, like last season, was a show with the guy who played the 10th Doctor and a couple other people that you might recognize from movies. Did you ever see Hot Fuzz?
Yeah, sure. Hot Fuzz.
Do you know the cop and the female cop in Hot Fuzz who makes all the innuendos?
Yes.
She's in it. There's some other people you might recognize, might not. But the David Tennant's character is a cop, a disgraced cop off a murder case coming to this sleepy little town to like, just to be brushed under the rug. And the day he gets there, a body washes up on shore of a boy, and the whole town's in an uproar of who killed this boy. And he has to figure out the crime. And as it goes, it's only 8 episodes, hour long, and it's fantastic. One of the most depressing shows I've ever watched. But it's really well done. And then when it was over, we were like, okay, like, spoiler alert, they solved the crime. I won't tell you who did it. And you're like, okay, I'm not really sure where this show can go. And then they announced a season 2. And season 2, episode 1 starts, and I start watching it. And I'm like, okay, I see where this is going to go. Stuff from last season and something new that they hinted at last season. And they do 8 episodes of that. And when it wrapped all up, I watched it on a Sunday while it snowed. and I just had to curl up like in the blanket and just like shake for a while because I was so sad.
There was some heavy stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I was not in a well place while I was watching this.
It's like those shows, like The Bridge, or no, what's the Homeland?
Yeah.
Shows like that. I can't get into that. Like, there's too much crime procedural stuff, maybe?
Right. Well, this isn't so much crime procedural as it's, like, there is, because they're going to solve the crime, but it's not over the top with that. It's more about, like, all the people in the town and the suspects and everything, and everybody seems to have a secret. And you're like, it could be any of them, and they weed out who it is, and I thought it was fantastic. It's not like your CSI where they're going to have all these machines and science-y stuff. I mean, they are going to have, oh, well, we got this from a nearby rowboat, or we got this from, you know what I mean? So
right.
It's not so prevalent that you're like, oh, my God, it slows down the show.
So, again, I don't know if you have time to do these sort of things. Maybe you do. But you're my test for this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie called Calvary.
Okay.
Like, it's an Irish movie. Just came out in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I will not have time to watch this, but okay. Since you do have time to watch things, mm-hmm. Checking to see if it's on the old Netflix Arena.
Is it there?
My Netflix moves really slow, and too many ads pop up for the Richie Rich TV show.
Oh, I'm looking. If it doesn't,
which looks distressing.
I haven't.
It looks like I'm. Ugh.
I haven't seen any commercials for that. But if it doesn't have John Larroquette in it, I don't want to watch it.
Right. Wasn't. No, Calvary is not on the Netflix. So okay. We'll talk once it comes up. But it's. The premise of the movie is a guy, a priest is taking confession. A guy comes in to the confessional, can't see who he is, of course, and says to him, "I was molested as a child, and in 24 hours, because of what happened to me, I'm going to come back and kill you."
Oh, okay.
And he says, "Well, I didn't do anything. It's not me." And he's like, "Well, listen, I was an innocent, so I'm taking an innocent life." And the guy leaves. So now the priest is on, like, one of these little islands of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
He has 24 hours to go and try to find out who this person is. And it's a very small town. And it's him essentially interviewing everyone on the island to try to figure out who this person is or was.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Heavy stuff.
Yeah, that's what I need. I'm in a good place. That's what I want. Send me that.
You need to come down.
Yes, I need something to take the edge off.
That's right.
Cavalry sounds just like what I need.
It might be on the old Amazon Prime. You don't have Amazon Prime, do you?
Which Transformer was he?
He was the one who got the Matrix after Rodimus Prime passed.
Ah, okay, so it goes Optimus, Rodimus, Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Not on the Amazon Prime, neither.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll rent it then.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Right. I mean, I'll get it through my Netflix. They'll send me a disc, totally legal and stuff.
Right. RoboCop is on Amazon Prime.
The new one?
The new one, yeah.
The new one, which, you know, all you need is that corporations are evil and you have a RoboCop movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the message.
What is this? What is this Ryan Reynolds movie where he's all airbrushed on it?
Green Lantern?
No. What was this Green Lantern thing that was going on this weekend? I was kind of indisposed, and I really couldn't get into anything.
I saw
a lot of nonsense this weekend about Michelle Rodriguez and Green Lantern.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I honestly didn't get a chance to read it at all, so I don't know. She was talking about race and movies and stuff. I'll have to check it out.
Everybody just needs to calm down.
Not me. I just need my broad church and cavalry.
That's right, you shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, my booze and straight razors. For shaving.
A warm bath.
So I could lather up my face and shave.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Want to see what I look like under here.
That's for the end of the show that you listened to last week.
Right. I'm getting behind myself.
Right.
Instead of ahead of myself.
That's right.
I don't know. It's that wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
All right, that's a good enough place to end it with your wibbly wobbly timey wimey. We like to keep these kind of short.
Anytime I mention that, I know I break you.
That's right. That's my cue to Amscray.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is episode 18 of these.
Your guess is as good as mine.
That's right. And listen, it's not on the RSS feed. It's not on the iTunes. You know, one of these days we'll have a separate feed for this. But until then, like, I don't know, tell people about this.
Yeah.
Like, when I was out in Ohio at AIW 2 weeks ago, a guy came up to me. He's like, oh, I like the podcast. I'm like, oh, thanks. I go, do you check out After Dark? And he says, nope. And my heart broke.
That's our best stuff.
It is. This is our best stuff. The other show is garbage.
Yeah. As you often tell me, way to sell it.
That's right. All right. That's right. Tell them on the free podcast that nobody listens to that the podcast that everyone listens to is junk.
Yes.
But it's not junk. I think we do a good podcast.
I think we do a good podcast, too. I've heard worse.
You've been a part of worse.
Yes, I have.
That's right. I've been part of lateral moves.
That's right.
Neither up nor down.
You would be like a lingerer on. That's what you do.
Right.
Gotcha.
All right, so we're going to end it here for real.
Okay.
I got to go check what's going on. People who are supposed to be asleep are still awake.
Oh, me?
No, not you. Okay. So I'm going to hit stop. We're going to export it, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right, behind the scenes, everybody. Bye. Thanks for listening.